It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled.
And he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
Oh, there it is. Brandon Graham, the strip sack on Tom Brady. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. We are back in Philadelphia with a full show today to pay tribute to Brandon Graham, who yesterday retired. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, shout out to the astronauts that finally got home. They got home yesterday. Now we got to go get those cats in the Antarctic. Did you hear this story, Joe?
Oh, they're stuck there?
There's a group from Africa. They've been stuck in the Antarctic for like 10 months because of the weather.
But they're enclosed. They're in safety.
Is it? Yeah, but somebody caught hands yesterday.
Somebody.
Uh-oh. Like they like I didn't even know these people were there, right? But yesterday, I guess it all came to a head because you know the astronauts came home. They was up there for 9 months. So yesterday, somebody snapped out and caught somebody at the Antarctic base. Mm. They caught a fade. Wow. And now the people at the Antarctic base are calling for help because somebody lost their mind.
So emotions are running high down the Antarctic.
Ten months.
All right, we start there. That's a long time. That is. You know what else is a long time? 15 years.
15 of them things.
In an Eagles uniform. Brandon Graham, what a career. Yesterday we had the chance, Hugh, to air the Brandon Graham press conference.
Yeah, and he cried immediately.
He did, right away. We're going to play some of the clips here for you. But, you know, yesterday we were down in Clearwater. We played the press conference. We had about an hour or so to react with everyone. But it didn't, you know, we felt like we needed a full show to give to Brandon Graham and his legacy here in Philadelphia. So let's do that today. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about. We start with Brandon Graham, though, and his legacy in the city of Philadelphia. And, you know, I was thinking about this morning. You know, sometimes you can have the greatest career in a team, in a city, and not be the greatest player. Look, Brandon Graham was a very, very good player, and he was worthy of the first-round pick and all the accolades he had here in Philadelphia. But obviously, he wasn't the best player to ever wear an Eagles uniform. But I feel like he had the best career of any person to ever wear an Eagles uniform. Like, when you add it all together, 15 years, over 200 games, no one's ever done those two things in an Eagles uniform to play that many football games, and he played more games here than anybody else. He went to three Super Bowls. He won two Super Bowls. He accomplished things here that nobody else ever did. The Eagles have been a franchise for a very long time, and there's been some great players here. But for whatever reason, not all those players won as much as him. Not all those players played as much as him. And not all those players stayed here their whole career. And I'm not trying to slight anyone else. It's just the truth, right? Like, Reggie White played elsewhere. He won his championship elsewhere with the Green Bay Packers. And Brian Dawkins, who's an all-time Eagle, and it's unfortunate because most people didn't want it to happen. He didn't get a chance.
And Brian didn't want to leave.
Yeah, I know he didn't. He didn't get a chance to finish his career. Brandon Graham had the opportunity and the ability and the longevity to play every moment of a 15-year career as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Phenomenal.
He listening to him yesterday, it was an awesome retirement speech. We're going to play some of it here. And it also was like a sign. Like, it reminded me of what a career he had. I mean, to play 15 years, to go to 3 Super Bowls, to win 2. If you had told people the day he was drafted, 15 years, over 200 games, 3 Super Bowl trips, 2 rings, they would have said, that's the greatest career in Eagles history. And I think it was. Hugh, what a career for Brandon Graham.
Yeah, no question about that, man. And I know yesterday when I posted something, I said it might sound weird. It wasn't weird because of what I was saying. It's weird because a lot of times, you know, we as men, we don't acknowledge others and what they've accomplished, especially somebody that is your junior, you know. And I felt compelled to say that because I've always told Brandon, I didn't say anything on my social media feed that I haven't said to Brandon's face, even when he was in his 14th year, 13th year. I would tell him every day that I had a chance to talk to him, I'm like, man, you are in rarefied air, bro. And anybody that has ever played the game at this level knows what it takes to play the game at this level. And here's the thing. Brandon played in the trenches for 15 years. He got touched every practice that he ever was in as a Philadelphia Eagle. And he played at a high level for 15 seasons. At 10 seasons for me, just to give you a little bit of perspective, my body started to break down and I knew it. And I was trying to stave off what I knew ultimately was gonna happen. I was just gonna break down. Brandon was able to stay conditioned and keep himself in a state where he could still be productive and effective 15 years into his NFL career.
It's rare.
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I was looking this morning, the amount of players in NFL history that have played in 200 games, it's not that many. The amount of defensive linemen that have played in 200 games, it's not that many. Obviously, for the Eagles, no one's ever played as many games in this uniform as he has. And then, I just think it's amazing that he played every role here. He was the first-round pick. He was the bust. He was the star. He was the role player. He did everything, and he was here for so many different eras. I mean, Brandon Graham was here, and they were still at Lehigh practicing in the summer. And then he ends here, you know, now with where they are at this stage of their franchise. 215-592-9494. For me, and we're going to go over today our updated Mount Rushmores, because anytime an Eagle legend retires, you got to take out the chisel and recreate the Mount Rushmore. Brandon Graham's a Mount Rushmore Eagle for me. Was he the best player to ever wear the uniform? Mm-hmm. No. And we could probably list off a bunch of players that may have had higher peaks or been
stars shine brighter.
Yep, but his consistency for so long puts him there for me. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear it. The intro yesterday to his speech when he got to the podium saying goodbye to Philadelphia Eagles fans as a player.
First, I just want to say thank you to everybody already. But y'all know I gave everything I had in this. And I don't have no regrets. That's one thing I tell them young boys. Don't have no regrets. And so, first, I just want to say, 15 years ago, I walked into this city as a young man with dreams, big dreams, a little bit of nervousness, and a whole lot of fire in my heart. I had no idea back then what this journey would bring. I didn't know how many times I would be tested. I didn't know how much I would grow. And I surely didn't know how deeply I would fall in love with these fans and the team in this city. Today, as I sit here, I just want to thank God, because I know he was the main reason. You know, that was the biggest thing. I love my growth, my relationship with him, and just so much that I've shared with my teammates and reflecting on a career that has meant everything to me. I am overwhelmed with gratitude. My life, my entire life has been forever changed because of this magical place. To Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Dom, and everyone in the Eagles organization, I want to thank y'all. Thank you for believing in me, for sticking with me, for allowing me to call this place home for 15 years. The loyalty, trust, and opportunities you gave me are things I would never take for granted. You gave me the chance to become the player I always dreamed of being. But more than that, you helped shape me into the man I am today.
An emotional Brandon Graham. I mean, he immediately, I mean, we played it yesterday, and you knew he was going to cry right away. Just the emotion overcame him there.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that immediate. Because like I said, I had a chance to talk to him, and you know, we kind of chopped it up, and we talked about, you know, potentially what he was going to do next. And I could just tell he was real reflective yesterday. He was in good spirits, but you kind of know. He's like, yeah, he's about to cry. Because this is an emotional time, man. 15 years. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, on one team, in one city, and to win as much as he did, it really is. Let's hear Brandon saying thank you to the city of Philadelphia.
And finally, to Philadelphia. We didn't start so tight, as you know. You made me work for this, and I appreciate you for that. Through the struggles, the injuries, and the moment where I had to prove myself over and over again, you never let me get comfortable. You held me accountable. You kept that chip on my shoulder. You pushed me to be better, and when the time came, we celebrated together two times. This city is built on hard work, resilience, and unmatched passion. And you bring the same energy to every game, every moment, every season. Your loyalty, your fire, and your unwavering support mean everything to me and this organization. Philly doesn't just support its team, it lives for them. And I see it, and I feel it, and I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you for being the heartbeat of this city. This game has changed my life, but more importantly, this city has changed my life. It has given me a purpose far beyond football. It has shown me what it means to be a leader, to be a friend, to be a man, a faith, and have integrity. While my time on the field is coming to an end, my love for this team and city will never fade. Philadelphia and everybody, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank y'all. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. My last one. BG out, baby.
Hugh, you said something before the show today about you know, the beginning of his career here, and it was difficult on him, and it was difficult, like, basically, let's be real, most people were frustrated that he wasn't playing better, right? And mm-hmm. that fandom is that. You have a player that's supposed to be good, they're not that good, you get frustrated. Hugh, he could have handled it differently. He could have channeled it a different way. Instead,
could have been angry.
Yeah, instead,
he could have been like, F you.
Instead, 15 years later, he said thank you to everyone for pushing him to be the best. Like, there's a lot of different ways people handle criticism, right? You could be frustrated, annoyed, or you could say, you know what? I do need to be better, and I'm gonna show everyone I am the guy they thought I was supposed to be. And he handled it that way. And what a cool story that it ended with him saying thank you to everyone out there who was frustrated that he wasn't great right away.
Yeah, and that's the irony of it, man, because I'm pretty sure that there isn't a day go by that when Brandon comes in contact with people and they're very nice and they're very, you know, polite to him, and they tell him how much they appreciate him. There's probably some part of him in the back of his mind wondering if this is one of the people that labeled me a bust or was calling me names or something like that. Because as a player, you think about stuff like that. Or you wonder if this is one of the guys that sent me an angry tweet or a mean picture or whatever. But he put all that behind him, and he was able to rise to the levels that he rose to. And, man, become one of the greatest Eagles to ever play the game. I mean, it's a great story, man. That's a lifetime. That's one of those lifetime made for TV movie type deals. Like I said yesterday, if Brandon writes a book, that would probably be the number one seller in the country for a long time, because he has so many stories to tell about this organization, if he wanted to, which he probably won't, but and how it changed over the years. That's phenomenal. It's just phenomenal to be in one place for as long as you've been and to see so many different changes. So many different chances.
And succeed through all of them.
Yes. I mean,
it's not like he won a lot in the beginning and then he hung on at the end. No, he was in the Super Bowl helping them win in his last year. He checked every box for a career. 215-592-9494. Brandon said thank you to you yesterday. What's your message to Brandon? And is he on your Mount Rushmore? Hugh, is Brandon Graham now that
yes.
you re-etch the rock
yes.
there? So he's a Mount Rushmore Eagle?
He's a Mount Rushmore.
All right. Hugh's in. I'm in. I don't believe he was the best player to ever wear this uniform, or even probably one of the best four. But he had the best Eagles career from top to bottom when you add everything together. I put him on the Mount Rushmore in Eagles history. 215-592-9494. Kyle, your reaction to BG now that it's kind of set in, because we were on the air live as it all happened yesterday. BG reaction, and is he on your Mount Rushmore?
Of course he's on the Mount Rushmore. I made the case yesterday, or at least the point, that depending on how you personally define what greatness is, that I would argue that he is the greatest Eagle of all time. When you put the resume together and the 15 years going to 3 Super Bowls, 2 Super Bowl rings for something that, Eagles fans, we didn't have one of before Brandon Graham got here, and even for a long time after he was here. And then the defining play to get you that first Super Bowl ring, and just what a good guy he is. He embodies the city of Philadelphia, the perseverance, the ups and the downs, and then finally being a champion. And for him to go out on top like that, I think there's no question in my mind that he belongs on everybody's Eagles Mount Rushmore.
And he is in a very small group of players that played this long in the NFL with only one team. It is a very rare thing. Any era, but especially now with free agency, when players get cut in the salary cap, it is rare. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Brandon Graham retirement? And does he get on now to your new Eagles Mount Rushmore? Every time an Eagles legend retires, we need to update the Mount Rushmore. And an Eagles legend yesterday said goodbye. Does Brandon belong on the Mount Rushmore of Eagles? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Should be Friday.
I got a bone pick with you. But first, let me get to this Mount Rushmore thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to circle back to my brother there, Hugh. Mount Rushmore, 100% he's on there. So here's my 4 Mount Rushmore. BG, now on there. Unfortunately, Doc gets bumped. Concrete Charlie, Reggie White, and new addition Mount Rushmore, Saquon Barkley.
Ooh.
We don't have a second ring without him.
After 1 year? Mm. That's an interesting one. But I'm not surprised. He's your guy. He's your guy. I get it.
2,000-yard rushing season, Super Bowl ring. I think he's earned it. Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
I got a problem with you.
What'd I do?
I was one of those fans that was frustrated with BG early in his career, mm-hmm. and I wanted Earl Thomas, and I threw a lot of shade his direction. But once I received more information, and by his performance, I can admit I was wrong, and I apologize. It's midday show value number 4.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But to all you people who want to forever be petty, midday show value number 6, you can all end your pettiness. Take it from BG. He moved on, and he's not maybe carrying a pettiness out loud.
No, I respect. That's what I respect about him. I mean, that kind of plays into to what I said.
You were telling me I wasn't allowed to be back in the fan club.
No, you know what, Chris? I didn't mean it like that, because the simple fact that you would admit that, I respect that, but a lot of people don't. You know how people are. They'll say, oh, I was always a BG fan, or I always cheer for him. And let's be honest, for some folks, that's not the case. That's who I was talking about, not you per se.
Now I understand. I got you, because I don't want to be lumped in with those.
Oh no, because we all listen, Chris. It takes a big man to admit when he makes mistakes. I rarely make those, but if I did, I would. I would definitely admit when I made a mistake. But yes, it takes a big man to admit when he makes.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Because yesterday I was like, man, I was starting to get my back up a little. I was like, oh, don't tell me I can't.
Oh no,
be
you can. You can't be. You know what, man? You can't be. You can't be. It's
now
just that.
Now I understand.
Yeah, it's just.
I'm glad we made
that's the
it
thought
all
process.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the thought.
And
process.
Hey, listen. But you know who's really mad at you? I heard, because I thought you came in a little mad, because I heard you got called in the Rod's office because you apparently started a movement around the station where, like, now Ike is sworn off wearing pants, and he's going to be wearing athletic pants. And next thing you know, he's going to be rolling up in there in his pajamas.
Wait a minute. Ike is sworn off pants?
Wait,
I don't
second.
Believe that.
Is this because Hugh wears pajamas every day? Have you?
I'm only, saying guilty by association.
My goodness.
There's one guy that rolls up in their jammies, and now Ike saying he ain't wearing jeans no more. He's only wearing athletic pants.
Come on. Well, we had Jack in his yoga pants when we went to the Super Bowl. I mean, everyone's got to be more professional right now. That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe Ike's going to still wear clothes. Like, that's Ike's thing.
Clothes?
Ike can wear clothes. I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, you've taken the professionalism around here and notched it down a peg. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. How about that? The legacy Hugh Douglas making us less professional by the day at WIP. 215-592-9494. Is Brandon Graham now on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? And really, your reaction is retirement. He said thank you to everyone here yesterday. What do you want to say to Brandon Graham? I mean, we know he listens. I mean, BJ's a guy that I think during the season he called in while we were on the air just to talk about Nick Sirianni. So who knows what BJ's doing now? He's trying to do whatever he wants, but he could be out there listening. What do you want to say to BJ after yesterday? He said thank you to all of us. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, he's definitely on it. When Kyle asked me, I had to think about it, but I was only thinking, who am I taking off?
Right. Well, because we've all had the Mount Rushmores before, so if you put BG on, someone's got to come off now.
Yeah. Mine is Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelce, and BG. I had Donovan up there, actually. Some people probably wouldn't do that, but won a lot of games here and then. 2000, so you know.
I like how you're comfortable in your choices. I like how you say that. Most people wouldn't do that.
No, that's me. It's my Mount Rushmore. Do whatever I want.
You got to be comfortable, man. Yep. You got to be comfortable.
Nah, man. The guy, he did, man. What are you going to say?
No. I mean, I feel you. I just thought it was funny how you were just like, whatever.
Yep.
Like, this is mine. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I don't care. No, but, you know, BG had – he basically – like he said, it wasn't good when he first came here. You know, the fans hold people accountable here, and while sometimes we go over top, it's only because we know we're a fairly smart fan base, and we know what people are capable of. And all you got to do is put in the work. And he did that. He didn't. You know, it took a little while for us to win a Super Bowl with him. But if it wasn't for that play, that strip sack of Brady, we may not have won that Super Bowl. So that. That play alone right there will get you at least climbing up the hill of the Mount Rushmore.
Well, totally. You know, I mean, he made the greatest play in Eagles history. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, however you want to frame his career and how you want to look at the numbers, he made the biggest play. I know the Philly special became the most famous play, but the biggest play
was his.
Yeah. I mean, that late in the game with the score close, he strip sacks Tom Brady, a guy who barely ever turned the ball over in big spots to take the football away, and the Eagles were able to seal a championship, their first one in the Super Bowl era. 215-592-9494. Your day today to react with us on what is now a complete career from Brandon Graham. Is he on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? He's on ours. All right, on the other side, your phone calls here, and we have to go over our Eagles updated Mount Rushmores. We have the chisel out. We're going to remake the faces on Mount Rushmore. Who is on? Which means who is off, right? Because we've all done this before. We've all, you know, come up with an Eagles Mount Rushmore before. Who now is the new Eagles Mount Rushmore? Brandon Graham calling it a full career. 215-592-9494. We'll do that. Your phone calls. We got a lot to do today on the show, including later on today, the bracket reveal. The 64 hues are etched in stone. The committee got together this past week and put it together. We also have DeCamera versus Fritz in one of the most ridiculous athletic beefs, or well, I don't know what it is, that we'll get to. Clearwater check-in as well. Elliot at 12. Your phone call's next. 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham officially to retirement. Is he on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? We'll reveal ours next. Midday show. Sports Radio 94. WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. As far as favorites that could go down of a dog, I think Michigan goes down round one. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines, team totals, plus so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What up, Philly? What up, y'all? Man, I can't be up here without the greatness of others. And as you can see, man, look at and everybody, this team, this organization, I've been so thankful to have been able to play and grow up pretty much here half my life. Only problem I have is that it's over. This season is over, and we're getting ready for the next one.
The Eagles are. Brandon Graham, well, he's getting ready for a different part of life. Retired yesterday officially, and today we honor Brandon Graham on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Brandon Graham, what's his legacy to you? To me, he is. And I'll frame it this way. He had the greatest career of any Eagle ever. Doesn't mean he was the best player. But when you add his career together, 15 years, three trips to the Super Bowl, two rings, to go out on top the way he did, I say he has the greatest career of any Eagle ever. Span all the different coaches and eras and everything. I mean, he watched Howie go from not in charge to in charge to in the closet to back out.
In the closet is crazy.
He was stuffed in the closet by Chip Kelly. He saw it all. What a great career for Brandon Graham. All right, Hugh. So we all said earlier in the show that Brandon Graham is now on our Eagles Mount Rushmore. So now we have to unveil them. You can't say a Mount Rushmore without saying all the names. Hugh Douglas, your updated Eagles Mount Rushmore goes as how?
I can't remember exactly who was on my Mount Rushmore, but I know that there was some heavy debate about it a few months ago when we were here. I want to be consistent, but you know, sometimes it's kind of hard because we do so much.
We did win another Super Bowl since then, so yeah. It's allowed to have changed since.
You know, like there's been a whole lot of discussion about whether or not Peanut Butter Week happened a while ago.
It's not up for debate.
But actually, today is day three of Peanut Butter Week.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to be clear and concise.
Oh, you don't want to be.
I want to be linear.
I'm just saying.
I'm not. You know,
always clear and concise.
I'm not. I got to remember we're at work now, and I got to be careful.
You say it as if you just got here.
No, but I'm just saying I get comfortable. But I'm not trying not to. You know. Talk bad about one of my coworkers.
Okay.
Okay. Just let me get to my Mount
Rushmore.
Not in this
segment, at least. Yeah,
not in this one. Okay. Reggie White.
Okay.
Chuck Bednarik. Brian Dawkins. And Brandon Graham.
Chuck, Reggie, Doc, Graham.
Yeah, so, I think the guy that I took off is... I think Jason Kelce was on mine at one point.
So you know what's interesting about yours? You spanned a lot of... You kind of started... Like, the start to finish is... I'm going to guess... I haven't heard Kyle's full one yet. I'm going to give mine. I'm going to guess your shoe is the one that spans the most time of the Eagles, right? You started at Chuck and you ended at Brandon Graham. So you kind of you kind of covered
every
all your
era,
bases there.
Yeah.
All right. So I like yours. Now, I think the Kelce one's going to be a challenge because he, for a lot of people, he just went on last year. Does he get bumped off for BG now? Actually, on mine, I have both of them. So my Mount
Don't
Rushmore.
Don't do it, Joe. You're about to do something crazy, ain't you?
But that's up to you to decide. I'm just going to tell you my Mount Rushmore, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Brian Dawkins.
Okay.
Because I believe Doc, like the way people feel about, and he was your teammate, you and your friend, but the way people feel about Kelce and Brandon now, that was Doc then, right? He was the one that everyone loved, and he was an incredible football player. So
yeah, one caveat.
Whatever the caveat is, he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, no. Let me stop talking over your Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Let me be more considerate.
So here's what I mean.
Wait till you get the mine.
I here's what I struggled with.
What's that?
I struggled with how much I should weigh Super Bowls versus not Super Bowls because they're like Brian Dawkins doesn't have a Super Bowl.
He didn't win one.
But he's a great all-time great player, not just Eagle. Right? He's a Hall of Fame player.
Well, the information has changed over the years.
But I kept Dawkins. Dawkins is on, and he's not off. Okay, he's on my list. I also kept Jason Kelce on because I believe he checked a lot of boxes with winning, and he's an all-time great player. He'll be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day, too. I do have Brandon Graham now on the Mount Rushmore. I believe what I said a half hour ago holds true for this. If you had the greatest career in a uniform, you have to be on the Mount Rushmore. So I put him in. And then people might not like this. I don't care. I'm not moving him off. Nick Foles is on my Mount Rushmore. He was the first to do something this franchise never had done before. He won Super Bowl MVP in their first Super Bowl. So the way my Mount Rushmore is Dawkins, Foles, Kelce, BG.
Dawkins, Foles,
Kelce, BG.
I have no problem with that.
The reason I don't have Reggie on, and I understand Reggie's the best player of all these players. Like that, we all know that. To me, Reggie's best moment was a Packer.
I get that.
He won with the Packers, not here. And I'm not saying it was his fault. There was the whole thing with not paying him, and he went to Green Bay. I don't know. I just, like, when I picture Reggie...
There's no signature Eagles moment with Reggie White.
Are you kidding me?
I remember holding up the Lombardi in a Packers uniform.
Well, I guess because you're looking at it from the perspective of what did they win.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie White and Jerome Brown. Like, every time I see Reggie... In my mind, I see him and Jerome. I see them as a pair.
You picture them, yeah.
Yeah, because they were what everybody who wanted to play on the D-line wanted to be. It was like I grew up a John Randall fan, you know, because that was the body type, similar body types. Dude was wild. But it was just John Randall. And then you had Chris Dolman for the most part. Like, they were together. But Reggie and Jerome,
yeah, they were great.
They wreaked havoc. They put fear in quarterbacks. And every time I think of the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think about that era, even though they didn't win anything, because I know that's what we've switched now, and I respect it. Now everything is about winning.
Mm-hmm. City of champions now.
Yeah, it's the city of champions, and I get that.
Multiple rings.
But when you talk about the embodiment of Philadelphia and the epitome of the attitude era, to me, that's that group. That's Seth. That's those guys. Muddy Waters. Those guys played with an attitude. And I could sit to this day and listen to stories being told about Randall and that defense, Buddy Ball, and all that other stuff, because to me, that embodies Philadelphia. Now, I get the fact that winning championships, that's something we haven't done in a long time, that trumps a lot of things that people like to see. But, man, when you talk about the attitude, gritty era, and some of the just personal stories I used to hear about Jerome and how wild he was, that's what I think about when I think of Philly.
Yeah, and it's changed. Mine is weighted way more to the last 8 years than the whole history of the franchise. But they've won. They've been to three Super Bowls the last 8 years. They've won two of them. So that's why those guys are represented. So mine is Dawkins, Foles, Kelce, BG. Kyle, your Eagles Mount Rushmore.
So... different age brackets here.
Sure.
We are currently in the singular best era of Eagles football.
Without a doubt.
So mine has even changed from a few months ago before we had ring number two. And I don't have any personal memories of Reggie White. So that could be a part of the reason why he's not on mine. But again, like if I were to turn on NFL Network and they're showing NFL film stuff and like and Reggie White's time comes up.
They're going to show the Packers.
Like you
uniform.
Said, it's him winning a Super Bowl trophy with the Green Bay Packers. So I don't think he has a signature Eagles moment for me or one that like stands out that locks in Reggie White to the Eagles Mount Rushmore for me. Brian Dawkins obviously is like one of my favorite players of all time. Like in general, transcending sports, all of that stuff. Brian Dawkins is on the Mount Rushmore. I did have Jason Kelce on there.
Okay,
but
so you kept him. You got BG
well,
now.
No, I did not keep Jason Kelce.
You had him on.
Somebody on the Eagles offensive line is now a two-time Super Bowl champion. And he's probably, if I'm being completely honest, a better player. And that's Lane Johnson.
Wow.
That's strong, Kyle.
You know, this is the first time Lane is starting to come up in these conversations. And then this morning he did speak because he had that new restructured deal. He could be around for three more years. You know, if you look at the games played, if Lane plays out this contract and stays healthy, he could challenge BG for the most games played here.
Yep. So I have Lane on. Brandon Graham is on, as I made the case earlier. I think you could argue that he is the single greatest Eagle in totality of his career of all time.
So you have one spot left.
I have one spot left that I think should have been held by who was the greatest quarterback in Eagles history, and that was Donovan McNabb. McNabb's off.
It's Jalen.
Jalen Hurts is on there now.
All right, so
I don't know what's funny. No, He's been to two Super Bowls.
I don't think it's funny.
He won a ring, and if we're comparing him to the other guy that won a Super Bowl here in Philadelphia, Hurts has probably had a better like total Eagles career than Nick Foles.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's probably started more games now at this point.
He didn't puke in the Super Bowl.
Well, for sure.
I like when it gets personal.
These are facts. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, but it just adds a certain touch.
And you've never said that before.
All right, so here's my thing.
Yeah,
you did say that.
I said that I was out of pocket.
We have records.
I was being pressured at that point. I had just got here.
Oh, stop.
And I was being pressured
that
to make
was all you. Stop.
I was being pressured to make
blaming everybody else. Excuse maker Douglas has arrived. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't mind the Hurts inclusion. I just felt it was early. Now, look, he's already been at two Super Bowls and won one, right? Like, so he's already accomplished something. Most quarterbacks here, I mean, actually, no one's ever gone to two besides him, and he won one, which only him and Foles have done. So I'm not mad at Kyle for putting him on. I guess I wasn't ready yet.
He wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. It's 5 years. It's just 5 years. Now, he's likely headed there. If he gets to another one or wins another one, he's a lock to be on this thing. I mean, heck, he might be a Pro Football Hall of Famer if he does that. I wasn't ready to do it. Dawkins, Foles, Kelce, BG for me. Is Brandon Graham now on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? 215-592-9494. I think it's interesting all three of us put BG there today, without question. Maybe we're just caught up in the moment. Maybe it was the speech yesterday. Or maybe it's just the fact that he played 15 years here. I
mean, I've always admired the fact that BG has been able to play at a high level for as long as he has. And for me, the reason why I feel the way I do, because I'm eerily familiar with the position that he plays. And I remember, like, yesterday, what it felt like when my body started to break down. And I was trying to fight it off and trying to steal those last couple years.
Does she do anything for him?
And for him to, again, and I'm not saying anything that I haven't said to him. Like, dog, you're still playing at a high level at 30-something years old. You're still running with the young dogs, the young pups. And your contribution is impactful. The night that he got hurt, the first time, I was like, damn. You know, and if I'm being honest, there's a little bit of jealousy there, too, because you're looking at it, and you're like, damn. That cat.
Are you going to be all right over there? What are you doing?
I'm getting too comfortable.
Why has Asai Reddick been on four other freaking football
teams? Joe, I can't explain to you what it's like to see somebody at 37 years old getting after the quarterback the way that he was in that game. And he got hurt. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like. And then you get to thinking, as an old guy, be like, damn. Maybe if I'd have put that tequila bottle down back in 1998.
Are you reflecting?
I mean, you just do that because you're trying to figure out. And again, I've talked to BG about the different time. They take care of the players way better. than they did when I was playing. But, man, when you look at that and you think about what would have happened if you didn't have to practice as much or if it was a little bit lighter, how long you could have played and you had all the kind of nutrition and the stuff that they have now, you're like, it's only natural. Because you'd be like, damn, how long could I have played if we'd have practiced like this? You know, Harold used to do it when we were at practice. Harold would talk about how when they practiced, they did 3-a-days and stuff like that. Yeah. So you reflect a little bit. But, yeah, what he did, man, and did at a high level for as long as he did it, that's phenomenal. That's very impressive.
Well, it was amazing. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the retirement of Brandon Graham. And is he on? What's your Eagles Mount Rushmore? Like your updated Eagles Mount Rushmore. Kyle makes a good point. When they win the Super Bowl for a second time, you can re-etch that thing. It changes here. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Dave in Newark's up. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, a thank you to BG. I guess ever since maybe the year before the first Super Bowl, he's been my favorite Eagle. I base my jersey selection for each game based on the severity of the game. Every big game, I wear my BG jersey. I have a million pictures in it. I just want to say thank you to the guy because not only is he an inspiration on the field, but in life, he's an inspiration. I mean, listening to his speech yesterday, I was in my office, like, choked up. It makes you want to be a better man, a better husband, a better father. It was great. I love him.
You was crying. You was crying, dog.
Dad, I was choked up. I wasn't crying, Hugh. I was choked up. It's a difference, brother.
It's okay to cry, Dave.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
You're in judgment-free zone here. You're good.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
But I have a little beef with the Mount Rushmore thing.
Okay.
So I think there needs to be two definitive Mount Rushmores, your personal impact Mount Rushmore and a team impact Mount Rushmore. Because personally, the Eagle that made me want to play football and love the Eagles is Randall. He's on my Mount Rushmore. He was the face of the team when I was a kid. Like, I don't know why nobody's saying Randall. That boggles my mind. He was a great Eagle. I know he didn't win anything, but, like, he made the country fall in love with the Eagles at one point.
Well, and you know what he was, Dave? He was ahead of his time. Like, you know, I think if you put Randall in today's game with the coaching and the way like, coaches know how to use mobile quarterbacks now and how to develop mobile quarterbacks. And, like, look at Lamar, right? Lamar came in the league and he was kind of a project, and then he's become a multiple-time MVP. I think if you put Randall in today's game, people would appreciate what he was able to do. Back then, it was like, wow, he's awesome, but... You know, he's got these deficiencies. They didn't know how to coach him then. I always thought that.
Right. And then Nick Foles, he's on my franchise impact Mount Rushmore, but he's not on my personal. My personal is BG, Randall, Doc, and Reggie White. And Reggie White because he made me want to play defense when I played football.
Well, he did that for a lot of people. And he was a great player. Dave appreciates the phone call. So Dave's throwing out the idea of two Mount Rushmores. That's a lot of Mount Rushmores. I mean, your personal one is...
Not how it works.
It's your Mount Rushmore. That's okay. You can put whoever you want on your Mount Rushmore. Now, we may disagree. We may agree. But you could put whoever you want in there. I think that this is the thing about Brandon Graham here that I think everyone came to really appreciate. He persevered. Like... This thing looked like it was going off the rails his first 2 or 3 years. He just did not look like he was going to end up being worthy of that pick, especially when you look in that draft and who they could have had. I mean, it was talked about on the station all the time back then. They passed on Earl Thomas. They passed on Earl Thomas. And then you look up, Earl Thomas has been out of the league for years. Now, he was good, right?
Yeah, he played when he was on fire. He was on fire.
But then he's been gone for a long time. And meanwhile, BG still helped him win.
It's the longevity thing, man. I mean, if we're being honest about it, it's the longevity. And that's why, for me, it carries as much weight as it does. Because, like I said, I played the position. I know the type of toll it takes on your body. You know, BG ain't the biggest guy out there, you know. And for him to play the game the way that he plays it against those guys, I commend him and I applaud him for that. Because we had similar styles. Like, he likes to play physical. He likes to use his speed and mix it up a little bit. But that's why, for me, I feel like it's phenomenal. Because my body hurts to this day thinking about some of the stuff that I had to do to move those big-ass dudes around. And for him to do that for five more years than I was able to do it, that to me is incredible. And it's a testament to how hard that he worked to stay in shape when his body broke down, how hard he worked to get himself back into shape and just persevere, like you said, through everything. That's not easy to do, man. That's why when I look at him, I'm just like, damn, he's a unicorn. He's a unicorn.
Well, one of the things I think that's, to your point on that, to persevere, to play that long, I mean, Hugh, of all the different like parts of Brandon Graham's story, the one that I think is might be one of the most underrated was this past season. Remember when the year started and we were kidding around about his retirement tour? Mm-hmm. Then week one rolled around. I think he played the most snaps out of any edge rusher. Right? Yeah. Like Vic Fangio looked at him and said, like, nah, I need you. You're still my best guy. And until he got hurt against the Rams, I thought he was their best edge rusher this season. Now, Nolan Smith, you know, came on at the end. But I thought their best edge rusher this season was Brandon Graham in his last season, in his 15th year in the NFL. I mean, Hugh, you're talking about your career. In your last season, you were a role player, but you weren't the best edge rusher on the team your last year. The fact that Brandon was and then got hurt and then came back is wild.
Yeah, yeah. And I look at that, man, I'm like, and I tell him, like, dude, you have the career. And I'm going to say it as every time we talk about it. You had a career that most people would die to have. They give up the firstborn to have the career that you had. Three Super Bowl appearances, two Super Bowl wins, and 15 years. Like 15 years. And I was telling him, like, when I was talking to another day, I said, hey, man, make sure when you retire, you get that retirement check from the NFL. I'm kind of telling him how to navigate this thing now. And you know, sign up for your line of duty. Get all the benefits that you paid into your 401k immediately, bro. I mean, he's going to be fine. We know that. But he's on the other side now. And like I told him, I said, you're going to enjoy it. It's different. You're going to always get that itch on Sunday. But it's a little different now. Now you get to spend more time with the kids and sit down and talk about football with them a little bit more. So, yes, yeah, it's some pros and cons to it. But you're definitely going to miss it. And the thing that he talked about yesterday, and I heard G. Kyle talking about it this morning, is the biggest thing that you miss is the camaraderie. You miss the brotherhood. And it was pretty cool to see all the cats that came out yesterday to you know, seam off and all the other good stuff, man. I mean, that's what we have. It's like the cats that I play with. You know, I get to see Ike and Richie every day, but get to see Doc when he comes around. His golf tournament is coming around real soon. Yep. Get to see Trot when I see him. And it's a bond, man, that you have with these cats, man. It's never going to go away.
Well, you know, you're talking about the bond and, like, groups that play together. It's pretty amazing. So the Phillies had this similar thing, right, with Rollins and Utley and Howard and Hamels, right, coming in around the same time. And it led a run they had. The Eagles had a very similar thing, like four players drafted very close to each other in terms of years that were the pillars of the best run this franchise has had over the last 15 years. I mean, you think about it. They drafted BG in 10. They drafted Kelsey in 11. They drafted Fletcher in 12. And they drafted Lane Johnson in 13. And, like, you can't have four better draft picks in 4 years than that. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do in the show today. Elliot's going to join us a little bit later on. He has a new Eagles, Mount Rushmore. What's yours? Is Brandon Graham now on your Eagles, Mount Rushmore? Yes or no? After the yesterday with the retirement speech, do you put Brandon Graham up there as one of your four best Eagles of all time? 215-592-9494. And what's your message to BG? If you could give a message to Brandon Graham, what would you say to him as he departs, as he says goodbye to the NFL here? 215-592-9494. Plus, we have to get to a massive what-if involving Brandon Graham, because there was a lot of different parts of his career, but a what-if that doesn't get talked about a lot that would have changed the trajectory of the Eagles franchise. We'll get to that coming up. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell you about the Mattress Warehouse. Right now, you can save up to 60% during the Mattress Warehouse's semi-annual warehouse clearance event. So this is what's going on. Mattress Warehouse is making way for the New Year's models, which means you get to save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save $500 on select Serta mattresses, plus get a free adjustable base with purchase. Let me tell y'all right now, that adjustable base bed, that is a game changer. You could put the bed in all kind of little, you know, different positions. You know, you can put it in the cradle position. They had some called like zero gravity. You know, if you're like with your significant other or anything like that, that zero gravity could probably pay huge dividends for, if you know what I'm talking about. 0% financing is available, and you'll always rest assured with Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress is right for you? Let Bed Match take the guesswork out of mattress shopping. They have this exclusive Bed Match technology that will find the perfect mattress for you. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Make sure you get that adjustable base, too. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.